You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
7 years ago, I had a severe TBI, traumatic brain injury, after I stood up straight into an open refrigerator door from a squatting position. Now, not only did I feel a great deal of pain in my head and neck, I ended up having neurological symptoms, cognitive dysfunction, and endocrine issues from the injury. Now, it caused all sorts of issues, including thyroid and adrenal dysfunction, and I went into menopause within 4 weeks. What was super difficult for me was extreme fatigue I had. I really felt it immediately after the accident, and I thought I was going to have to retire at 48 years old because I just could not function. Now, if you've heard any of my previous stories, shows, and of course today, you can tell I am not short of energy. I wrote all about my recovery from the TBI and the discovery of the root cause of it, which was about the Mighty Mito, about the mitochondria in my Mighty Mito book. Now, I always look for better strategies on how we can improve our energy level and eliminate fatigue. So today's guest is perfect for this subject. Now, Dr. Evan Hirsch is the founder of the Hirsch Center for Integrative Medicine in Olympia, Washington. And he's also the best-selling author of Fix Your Fatigue, the 4-step process to resolving chronic fatigue, achieving abundant energy, and reclaiming your life. Let me tell you, Dr. Hirsch, great to have you here. That's exactly what I needed, reclaim my life.
Hey, Suzanne. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. You know, often when I have these doctors like you and experts on our show, I go dig into, you know, what they're all about. And just like I had a personal experience for myself that got me into this path of wellness and energy and all that, I want to ask you about your story, about how you became a special list in fatigue.
Absolutely. So, you know, I was going the conventional route. I always had a lot of questions while I was going through medical school, and I was learning conventional medicine, went and did my residency in family medicine. And I met my wife. She was radiant, beautiful, amazing. And then about 3 months into our relationship, she developed chronic fatigue, and she had it for about 3 years while I was going through residency, and I felt totally powerless. I didn't have the tools back then. I didn't have the knowledge, didn't know where to look, you know, and I felt so powerless. And then we got married, we had a child, I started a business, I graduated from residency, and then I got fatigue for 5 years. And, you know, it was just that struggle, you know, am I going to have to retire at 33 or whatever it was, you know, like it was just so stressful. My brain fog was awful. Thank good I had an electronic medical record to remember everything that I was doing. And it was, you know, it was such a struggle. And then I started doing my research. I started helping more people, you know, and I started developing these protocols and figuring out what worked. And it took me, you know, 7 to 10 years and really developed this protocol where I've helped now myself resolve my chronic fatigue, hundreds of people, you know, and I'm on a mission to help 100,000 people resolve their chronic fatigue now.
I love that mission. You know, you and I met each other a few months ago. Well, not a few months. It was in August. What am I talking about? And I feel like life goes by so fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I do.
It's my funky memory right now. But we met and I totally like jived with you because you and I talk the same language. We totally talk the same language. We talk about how it really has to do with the mitochondria. We talked about how it's important that we got to look at our lifestyle and what we're doing to our bodies in this modern world. So let's talk about what your finds are, because I know we dovetail really well, but I want your take on everything. You know, what are the causes of fatigue?
Yeah, such a great question. So I found in my research that there are 14 causes of fatigue. So I'm gonna jump into them, and then we can dive into the individual ones that you want. But I found that it's really about replacing nutrient deficiencies and removing the crap out of the body. That's a technical term, crap. Yeah. And so what I found with nutrient deficiencies is And when I say deficiencies, I mean nutrient deficiencies and hormonal deficiencies. So nutrient deficiencies could be B12, vitamin D, iron, magnesium. And then the hormonal deficiencies, the huge one really is adrenal dysfunction, adrenal deficiency, thyroid, and then the sex hormones, estrogens, progesterones, testosterones. And then the excesses or the toxicities are heavy metals, chemicals, molds, infections, allergies, emotions, EMFs. So, you know, you put all those together, and all of those things damage mitochondria, right?
That's right.
So you put all of those things together, and I found that everybody's got some of those, and everybody has a different some of those. So that's why people are like, well, can't I just take one thing to get rid of my fatigue? And why does this thing work for my friend over here, but it's not working for me? It's because they have different causes of their fatigue. They might have heavy metal toxicity and a certain infection, Epstein-Barr, while this other person has chemical toxicity, formaldehyde toxicity, and they have thyroid dysfunction. So, you know, everybody's different, but I found that when I made my differential diagnosis, all the things, all the potential causes out in front of me, and I go through those with every single one of my patients, and I figure out exactly what they've got, that people get well.
Right. That's right. So, you know, we all got to do the detective work. You know, right. A lot of my patients call me the medical detective because I go through everything in detail looking for the root causes, because there could be one or could be many, as you're saying. Right. You know, you'd mentioned about formaldehyde toxicity, formaldehyde poisoning. Right now, there's a magazine called First for Women. It's one of those magazines that you'll find at every drugstore and every grocery store. And I'm actually in it, and I talk about formaldehyde toxicity. There's a two-page article right now, you know, in it. It's so funny. But, I mean, because I've experienced formaldehyde poisoning many, many years ago. So that's so important is to address that, as you're saying. You said something that I want to really dive into, and that's called infections. Now, you mentioned the word Epstein-Barr, and, you know, in the allopathic world, Epstein-Barr is very common. They say that 95% of us actually walk around with, we've been exposed to it, we've had it, and it doesn't bother us. But I'll tell you what, remember when I mentioned about how I had the TBI. The one thing that I also had was an infection. It triggered my Epstein-Barr to come out again. And that created a severe amount of body fatigue. And it also affected my thyroid. So let's talk about infections. And what's your approach about eliminating them?
It's a great question, and you hit the nail on the head. It is about the number of stressful hits that you get, you know. So whether it's a TBI, a motor vehicle accident, a divorce, whatever it is, that totally upends the adrenal gland. You know, it's making cortisol to manage all of these things and manage that stress. And when you have those big stressors, it upends the adrenal gland, and then it upends the immune system. And the immune system is constantly keeping all of these bugs in check. So you talked about how it reactivated your Epstein-Barr. So most of these bugs, most of the infections that we have, that we find, were once upon a time in a symbiotic relationship with our bodies. They were normal, they were kept in balance, they were good for us, right? People are always amazed when I tell them that we are 90% bug and 10% human cells, right? So it's this crazy combination where we really are supporting each other, and we really need these bugs to be present in order to be our optimal selves. And it's when things get dysfunctional that all of a sudden the infections come out. So, you know, my goal really is to bring the body back into balance. And that means using natural antimicrobials to decrease the volume, decrease the amount of the bug that's present, regulate the immune system, and then change the immune system's relationship to the bug. And so this is a very exciting new therapy that I've been doing called low-dose immunotherapy, or LDI, where you can really change how the immune system is encountering the bug. Because if you think about it, at its most basic level, the bug is present, and the immune system is causing an inflammatory reaction, right? And if we didn't have that inflammatory reaction, then we wouldn't have pain and dysfunction, and it wouldn't be draining our adrenals and causing damage to the mitochondria.
You know what? I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to dig a little deeper about that. So let's say that with the low-dose immune therapy, we are helping our body not overreact. But if that doesn't occur, how does the microbes actually not... can the microbes go into a higher state of growth?
That's a great question. It doesn't look like that's the case, because it seems like the infection, you know, and that's why we use antimicrobials to kill the infection, to bring it down, but it seems like that inflammation is stuck in the on position. So with a lot of people, the infection may not even be there anymore, or it might be back into balance, but the inflammation is still happening. The immune system is still reacting. It still has this memory of this infection, and it's still reacting to it.
Okay, so that's much better. I understand now. So what you're saying is that you first have got to control the microbes, and after the microbes, the state of symptomatology might, you know, a lot of people, we get rid of a bug, but they're still feeling like crap. They don't have the energy. They're still feeling foggy brain. Their joints still ache. Their muscles are spastic and still tight. You're saying that's when you can use LDI.
Correct. And you can, right. And you can use it really anywhere along the line, because you do have to change that relationship with the bug. And there's, you know, there's some doctors who exclusively only use LDI, and they have a lot of good success. And so there's something else happening, because I agree with you. You know, what's to say that if you turn off that inflammatory response, that infection is, you're not still there wrecking havoc. But the question is it really the infection that's causing those problems, or is it the inflammation all the time? And it's the infection that's the trigger. But if the infection is not a trigger, are you going to still have that dysfunction? So it's we don't really understand what's happening here, but it's very interesting, because those doctors who only use LDI also can have success. Now, it takes them a lot longer to have success, I've found, so that's why I combine it with the natural immunotherapy as well, or immune balancing with the antimicrobials.
Yes. I treat a lot of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, and all that. And I find that with my patients, the key is finding that sweet spot where you're killing the bug at the same time and you're getting rid of the inflammation at the same time, and not overdoing it, because if you overdo it, you get other symptoms. And that's the key, the balance. Everything is a balance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, especially when you're killing infections, because, you know, die-off can be such a problem with so many people. And it can, you know, with physicians who are using antibiotics and really heavy treatments, a lot of times the die-off really limits how successful they can be. And the die-off is destroying the mitochondria and destroying the adrenals.
Right. Let's go into that a little bit. Die-off. What is die-off? I mean, you know, patients have heard, a lot of our audience, I'm sure, die-off, but also the Herxheimer reaction. That's another term that's scientific-based. But let's talk a little bit about it. And what's the actual picture of what's going on?
Absolutely. So the Herxheimer reaction, or what's called the initially the Yarish Herxheimer reaction, the two docs who figured it out, when they were treating people with syphilis with penicillin back, I don't know, 60, 70 years ago, they found that people got worse before they got better. And what's happening is that you're killing the bug. The way that I visualize it is you're killing the bug. The bug is releasing its crap into the body and causing the immune system to react, causing a cytokine reaction. Because if the liver and the detoxification pathways can't get rid of this crap in time, if they're overwhelmed, the immune system will react, and you'll get an increase in symptoms, or sometimes flu-like symptoms. And this is exactly what's happening when people have the flu. You get a virus, the immune system reacts to the virus with this cytokine reaction, this component of the immune system with this reaction. And then that causes all of your symptoms of headaches and fever and sweats and chills and body aches and all that sort of stuff. And oftentimes those are the symptoms that people are getting when they have die-off or this Herxheimer reaction.
And well, you, as you mentioned that, as we were talking just a little earlier, you just need to be in a balanced state. So what you don't want to do is obviously overdo the antimicrobial agents, because you will have an excessive amounts of die-off. I don't believe that healing, you have to feel super bad.
Right.
That's been my practice, though. I mean, you know, and so doing it gently, making sure that our body has the ability to excrete out and cleanse out through the emunctories meaning the excretory organs such as your bowels and liver and skin, lymphs, and as well as your urinary tract and kidneys. Those need to be working in a much more optimal level. Do you work with that as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. And people are kind of, you know, some physicians state that you have to go through a really intense die-off period in order to have success, and that's not what I've seen. If you can balance, if you can go slow, you know, I say start low and go slow, and if you can balance out the amount of die-off support you have with the amount of antimicrobial support, you get really amazing results. And so, you know, the antimicrobials that I use, I really love the Byron White formulas. Start very low, you know, just one drop, and increase one drop by a week. And then I have another formula that they have called Detox 1 and Detox 2, where I just ramp those up and just keep them in a good ratio with the antimicrobials. So some people need a 2-to-1 ratio, some people need a 4-to-1 ratio, you know, where their detoxification pathways aren't great. And these detox products are working on the liver and the kidneys and the lymph and the gut and just making sure that everything is passing appropriately. But it's that ratio which really needs to be individualized. You know, and if one drop of this antimicrobial is too much for somebody, I put it on their skin. I put it on the bottom of their feet. You know, I decrease the amount that they're absorbing. So they're still getting the benefit, but then making sure that they have enough die-off support.
Right, right. You know, and you did mention about mitochondria being affected, and, you know, I'm all into mitochondria and how infections do that. What is, you mentioned also it's the toxins that are spewed out when the die-off is happening, which is also affects the mitochondria. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So many things, you know, can damage the mitochondria. As your listeners know, the mitochondria is the energy center, the powerhouse of every single cell in the body, and it can be squashed by stress and toxicity. So all these things that I talked about that cause fatigue also cause mitochondrial dysfunction. So heavy metals and chemicals and molds and infections and allergies and emotions and EMFs and nutrient deficiencies and hormonal deficiencies. So it's such an important component of all this and some of the support. So besides, you know, what I find with the mitochondria is that besides boosting mitochondrial function with things like CoQ10 and D-ribose and acetyl-L-carnitine, you also have to remove the crap, and you kind of have to do this combination of supporting the mitochondria while you're doing it, because I found that, yeah, you can remove the toxicities off of the mitochondria, but it's still squashed. It's still not working right, and so you have to infuse it with all this good stuff.
That's right. Great stuff. You know, I'm thinking about all the supplements that I took during my process of learning and how to take care of better care and recover from my TBI. I've taken probably 50 different mitochondrial, at least supplements that were told that work. You know what I mean? But the ones that you just spewed out, you know, CoQ10, I use what's called MitoQ, which works really well, and acetyl-L-carnitine. Like, I took a couple this morning before I started my radio show because it makes a big difference in your brain mitochondria. And you can have two kinds. You know, when I look at fatigue, you can either have, I should say three, you can have brain fatigue, right? And you can have body fatigue, or you can have both.
Right.
And for me, it was all around fatigue all throughout. There's something that it's to be said. Let's go a little bit into that EMF you mentioned, you know, electropollution. But I want to talk a little bit about radiation. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, within, gosh, this summer was a tough summer for me because I had a lot of meter work in New York, and I had to go to different areas in a very short period of time, many different areas. I had about 7 different flights within a week. It was horrible.
Wow.
The radiation just knocked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked me out, and my mitochondria was totally like suffering. Can you share a little bit about what radiation can do?
Absolutely. So we know that radiation can really cause DNA damage in the body. So that's really the building blocks of every single cell in the body. That DNA damage then gets released into the body, causes a stress response, causes damage to the mitochondria, and once again, this whole cascade of damage and inflammation in the body that we're trying to reverse.
Right. The radiation, what I realized was that I wasn't taking enough antioxidants during that, those, and I take my regular antioxidant supplements, but I really realized that I need extra. I needed extra. What are your favorite antioxidants?
So I'm a big fan of vitamin C. So I will, you know, increase the dosing appropriately with the vitamin C. You know, and I depend really a lot on whole foods for antioxidants, you know, really colorful things, green leafies, you know, those I'll rely on a lot. And then a lot of the stuff that boosts mitochondrial function also doubles, you know, as antioxidant support. So those are the things that I find to be most effective.
Right. I travel, you know, like I was saying, I travel quite a bit, and I travel with my Apple Fresh Greens. Do you like powdered greens? Because I find that the greens that are made, like, you know, you, of course, making your greens are the best in a pulverizer. But if you're on the run, I find that getting a green drink really helps.
Yeah, it's really, really great. My only concern sometimes with the green drinks is whether they are, in fact, gluten-free, because sometimes there's some hidden components, or, you know, where there it's not. So I always like to make sure that it says that it's gluten-free.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, for my Apple Fresh Greens, it's all organic. So, you know, make sure organics is key. You know, I did some research on pesticides about a month ago, because I was doing a report on it. And I was floored about conventional fruits and vegetables. I didn't realize how many pesticide residues that were on food. I went on this website called whatsonmyfood.org, whatsonmyfood.org, and it's run by the Pesticide Action Network. What they've done is they put together all this information about from the USDA, I believe, and they put together a list of foods and how many pesticide residues are on it. And cucumber, I want you to know, Dr. Evan, cucumber has about 83 different pesticide residues on it.
Wow.
Crazy, right? This is like, and when you think about our kids eating it and having an ill effect, no wonder. Pesticides can whack out your mitochondria. So, you know, it's key to make sure we don't eat pesticides, and we're stay away from fungicides, herbs, all of that stuff. These chemicals will affect your energy level.
Absolutely. And the research definitely bears that true. You know, I mean, it can cause autoimmunity. You know, it can really affect kids who are on the spectrum, cause ADHD. So, yeah, it's crazy important to buy organic, as much organic as you can. And if you can't afford 100% organic, then really going to the Environmental Working Group's website, EWG.org, and getting the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So the Clean 15 are those 15 foods that you can buy that are not organic because they have low pesticides on them, but the Dirty Dozen are ones that you absolutely want to buy that are organic. So those are great to download, and they come in little cards that you can take with you to the shopping, to the food market, to the shopping center and whatnot. One of the things that I was always impressed by was this study that was done on kids a number of years ago, giving them non-organic food and then measuring their urine, and they found, you know, copious amounts of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, and then they gave them an organic diet, and you saw all of those toxins in the urine disappear. It's just a crazy example of how these get into our bodies, how they're processed, and yeah, it's such a problem, and it's so damaging. You know, and now even with organic foods, they're so much better, but there's still a lot of blowover. So, I mean, you have to be as organic as possible, but the closer that you know your farmer and you know where your food is coming from, what their practices are, and even the farms that are surrounding those farms, like, it's, you know, the cleanest that you can get.
Great information that you just gave. You mentioned about Byron White products, and I know the products well because I've used them in the past for Lyme disease. And these, you know, stealth pathogens, as we say, stealth infections. Can you tell us what stealth means to you and what is it about? I mean, can we really get rid of them?
Great question. So the stealth infections are hidden. So those infections that really aren't overt, it's hard to find them. It's really hard to test for them. You know, the testing isn't great. And so a lot of times I'll use subjective experience, what are the patient's symptoms, in order to be able to get this clear picture about what those are. And like I said before, you know, it really is about this balance. It's about restoring exactly where the bug should be, about this relationship between the immune system and the bug. So I tell people, you don't have to go killing the bug completely. You just have to restore this balance. You have to get rid of your symptoms. If you get rid of your symptoms, do you care if the bug is still there? No, right? You're so much better. Your symptoms have resolved. Your inflammation's down.
Well, that's all we all seek for. We want balance. We want to feel great. Thank you so much, Dr. Evan. Okay, so where can we get? I think it's fixyourfatigue.org. That's your website?
That's right, fixyourfatigue.org. And you can go on there. You can get a 15-minute free phone consult with me. My book is on Amazon, which goes through everything that I've talked about today.
Oh, gosh. Awesome. Really great having you. We got to have you on for other things, I think, because you're great to interview.
Thanks so much, Suzanne. It's been a lot of fun.
You bet. Okay, until next time, let's go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.